السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
One question, say, why don't Muslim governments in the United Nations use their voice to defend suffering Muslims everywhere? My answer, اسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون. Ask them if they can speak. Another question, he said that in your speech you said that abortion is permissible. I didn't say that, brother. I was talking about birth control, not abortion. Please refer to hadith on the permissibility of birth control. There are several, one of which that the Sahaba say that we used to use azl, which is a method of birth control at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Quran was already being revealed, but the Prophet ﷺ did not forbid us from doing that. This is only one, but there are several. One says that, what do you think of a hypocrite Muslim who criticizes others and do the wrong thing? First of all, we cannot really classify a person as a hypocrite, because this is something related to the belief in the heart, and only Allah knows what is there in the heart. The Prophet ﷺ was given information or revelation about some people who were hypocrites, but yet, even then he dealt with them as Muslims since they professed to be Muslims. But we should distinguish, however, between lack of perception on one hand, and between someone who persistently do the wrong thing and keep telling people do the right thing. These are the ones that are addressed in the Quran. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Are you telling people to do the right thing and forget about yourselves? A question says that I went to a mosque where the person is guarding the people who are praying, and then he prays by himself at the end. I would prefer, in a case like that, if you need to have a guard for security, to have one of the guards pray from the beginning, and then he can join the prayer, maybe in tashahud at least, so that he doesn't miss the prayer, and the other guard can take over immediately, in case there is some security need. A question asking about the zabiha meat, the perennial question, should one become vegetarian if he can get zabiha? Zabiha definitely is more preferable, however, there are some opinions that the zabiha of the people of the book is also permissible, and there is a sahih hadith in Bukhari about that. I don't have the time to elaborate, and there is more detail actually about what Ibn Kathir says about the ayah in the Quran that says, don't eat from what the name of Allah has not been mentioned on it, that he understands that to refer to maita, to the animal that dies by itself. But if I had time, I could have elaborated on that. So there are both opinions on the matter. Could you please clarify the position of Muslim in terms of Qibla? I know, like Brother Hamza indicated, that there are some who understand it to be southeast, but as the Quran directs us, أَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, and أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ here in determination of the direction are people who understand in geography. There is a very valuable book that was published in 1978, I believe. It's called Muslim or Prayer Schedule, that was published by MSA, which has all the mathematical formulas and maps showing the direction. In North America, actually, a more correct one is northeast, but we should beware of people who come to divide Muslims. Of course, I'm not referring to Brother Hamza because he prays with us the way, but there are some people who go to a masjid or Islamic center and say you're praying wrong and divide Muslims, and you have one jama'ah in one direction and the other. This is terrible. A question basically about the Ibadi as a group of Kharijites. Are these deviating from Islam? No. My understanding about the Ibadis, who are mainly in Oman, I believe, and there are some also in Libya, while they branch off from Khawarij, they don't really carry the type of Khariji thought and of attitude that I was describing. Some people are selling shirts, T-shirts that has Allah on it, the name of Allah. Can they go to the restrooms with that? The ulama are of the opinion that one should not take to the bathroom something that has the name of Allah written on it, except, of course, in the case where something is going to be lost, like a woman who has jewelry, for example, in which case you can keep it inside. But it is not a very desirable thing unless you really have to do it. One interesting question. He said, you said that you get some reasons for not drinking, but in the matter of ibadat or eating, there is no reason given. I think, brother, there is a difference between a number of things. One is ibadat. The matter of ibadat, is tawqifiyya, as the ulama say, which means we should do it only as ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to invent or change, because it is an expression of love and submission to Allah. But then there are things that relate to our life. In the matter of halal and haram, however, we find the rule in the Quran, يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتُ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثُ, that the Prophet ﷺ came to make lawful to people things that are good and to make unlawful things that are bad and harmful. Which means that there must be some harm in anything that Allah forbids, whether we have arrived at a certain level of knowledge to understand it or not, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are things that pertain to the techniques of life about which the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِشُؤُونِ دُنْيَاكُمْ, the technical matter. This is something by way of technology or means rather than. A long question, but the essence of it, a sister said that, is it possible for a woman to lead prayer of other women? The answer is yes. Aisha radiallahu anha used to lead women, but stand in the line with them. There is no harm of women praying together in jama'ah. A question about people who buy homes on mortgage. Mortgage is riba and riba is haram. There have been some opinions, I understand, based on the Hanafi fiqh that were given recently about dealing with people in Darul Harb in contracts that are not acceptable but without ghabn or zulm to them. But quite frankly, with all my due respect and love for the person who gave the fatwa and his knowledge, because he's definitely knowledgeable, my answer is that there are alternatives that has proved to be very successful, like the Islamic Housing Cooperative in Toronto, where there is more than 200 homes now under the system, and that could provide a better alternative. You can write to the Islamic Cooperative Housing, care of IFNA, regional office in Toronto, Ontario. What do you mean by, what's that? Can you be more specific? Oh, by ritualism or formalism. Very important and relevant question. By ritualism, I mean to do things only for the sake of ritual and violating the purpose behind it. Like somebody who goes to prayer up and down, but he does not think about his prayer, he's just doing it out of custom, and the prayer does not really teach the person the moral lesson that it should teach him according to the Quran and Sunnah. Like the person who fasts, and we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, anyone who does not abstain from false food in words and deeds, Allah has no need for him or her to leave his food and drink. In another hadith, maybe some people would be fasting but gain nothing but hunger and thirst. So I'm not saying that you should not do ibadat in the form that Allah required, or hajj, and do the ritual that Allah required, but we're saying that formalism means to be obsessed with the appearance, but the heart itself is corrupt, which is not the purpose behind it at all. In my, the last one, at least I have, in my early life, I did not pray regularly. I missed many salah. Should I pray those prayers now? There are two opinions that the jurists gave. Some of them actually interpreted the fact that the person did not pray, that he was outside of the boundaries of Islam, so he actually became a new Muslim, really, when he started to pray regularly. There are those, however, who are of the opinion that a person who does not pray without rejecting the fact that prayer is required cannot be really regarded as kafir, and as such, it is better for the person to try to make up for those prayers. Possibly, instead of praying sunnah, to have one of each of the prayers that he missed on a regular basis. If a person dies before fulfilling all of that, if it has been an extended period, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the person because he has already shown determination and desire to make up. Allahu a'lam.
I have a request here. A request like this, I take them very seriously and give them priority. One of our brothers says that he has a daughter who's 4 years and she's very sick. And he's asking us to make a dua for her. And a dua of any one of us, if reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be the best we can have. So I want to ask you together to repeat after me. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi'izzatika wa qudratika wa jalalika an tuzhib al-ba'sa rabban nas wa an tashfi hadhihi al-tifla wa anta ash-shafi la shifa'a إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يقادر سقما. وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. آمين. Now again before I requested Hamza to read this letter for you, a sister writes this letter to us, and actually it is something that I wanted to say, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time gets somebody to say what I wanted to say to you. She says, dear brother, every time I come to this conference, pain squeezes my heart, especially at the time when people ask for fundraising, for two reasons. One, because Allah knows what we have in our situation. And secondly, because the response that you get from here is not what you get. And this is why I have decided to donate this silver coin that my husband gave it to me at the time of marriage. And this is one of the dearest things for me, and I'm giving it for this conference, inshallah. I have kept it for the last 31 years to give it today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, sister. Takbir. Takbir. Now, our brother, alhamdulillah, sent us one of the checks for $5,000. Takbir. Now, I don't know how you went, but as I said before, that I do go to fundraising in different communities. And wallahi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we are saying to you, that we can carry this work if we have money for it. It becomes extremely difficult, a lot of pressure, a lot of burden for us. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows what we do from what we can have, or the little that we have. And we want to urge the brothers and sisters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a lot of money. I know a lot of you have that sum of money. Don't hesitate to give it, because even having these conferences, we meet with people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. I thought at least we get 100 Muslims who can put something like $1,000. That's not difficult to do. And the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who benefited them, and money does not mean much to them, they should really make the contribution. I got another check, alhamdulillah, for $2,000. Jazakum Allah khairan. I will leave it for you. Some of you might have felt, and I know many of the brothers are disturbed. I'm not doing what I usually do, because sometimes I get really angry when it comes to money. Because I know people have it. I know Muslims can do it. And we need it desperately. To do anything that we want it, we have to move with your money. And this money, we don't have it. We don't have a Ministry of Finance. We don't have a Treasury. We don't have anything. It is when we come to Muslims and ask them so that we can get back and do certain things for Muslims. Many of the brothers in this term, like in these 2 years, I practically visited at least 70 cities. 70. And still a brother calls me out and say, Abdullah, where is Isna? Where are you? You must come. This must have. And so on. And they don't know how much pressure we go through just to make a move from one place to another, let alone the pressures that we go through, especially for defending Muslims for the things that we are going for.